Well, you may have heard that the federal government is promising to pick up a bill for any potential pay rise for aged care workers. It was tabled in a submission to the Fair Work Commission, and the Independent Wages Umpire is actually considering a case brought forward by the unions calling for a 25% pay increase for the 200,000 residential and home care workers. Now, no one is arguing that aged care workers don't deserve a better deal. I heard the minister yesterday saying, you know, how do we expect to keep people in aged care when they're going to be earning more stacking shelves at Big W? And it's a fair point. But here's the thing. Is the government really going to fund this when the government's promised to fund so many other projects and hasn't been able to follow through? Graeme Wynne is our employment expert, and he joins me on the telephone now from Superior People Recruitment. G'day, Graeme.
Good morning, Luke. How are you?
I'm good. Would you agree, no one disagrees that aged care workers don't do a really important job and they deserve more money. But really, do you think the federal government will fund this to the hilt?
Well, they're saying they will, and I just find it astounding they would do so. With so many other projects, as you say, and everyone's cost of living, they're talking about the petrol levy, they can't keep that because it'll cost too much money. And just in round figures, there are about 200,000 people this could impact. And if they, as a round figure again, get $5 an hour increases, which is what they're talking about, that'll cost about $1.5 billion a year. Where is that money coming from? And if they can fund that, why can't they continue with the petrol levy reductions? So I don't understand why they'd pick this. But on the other side, I can see why they would pick this industry, because if the actual workers get a pay increase and the people that run the aged care centres have to fund it, they'll just pass that cost on to the people who are trying to put people in there. So it'll be passed on to the end user. And that's, I think they're trying to avoid that in some way, saying it's already too expensive, so therefore we need to fund this. But I'm just astounded that they would cover this entire cost. Where's the money going to come from? I'm assuming our other taxes it'll come from, when they can't actually fund other things.
Yeah, no, that's right, Graeme. And look, here on the Night Shift, we didn't set out to be the voice of the trucking industry, but it sort of turned out that way. And I understand how important the trucking industry is, because our cost of living depends on issues like getting food to supermarkets. It's pretty simple. Now, the price of petrol is going to go up in September, 22 cents, but it's the price of diesel. You see, they took away the 16 cent a litre diesel rebate when they took away the 22 cents a litre in the fuel excise. Are they going to put that back on and give truck drivers and people and farmers who use diesel a break? Because their costs are rapidly adding to our cost of living as well, Graeme.
Absolutely. And what I found interesting also was that Annika Wells, who's the aged care minister, actually said one of the reasons why there's low pay in this industry is because the majority of workers are women. I don't see the correlation, so it's low pay because they're women. It's an award rate, whether you're a male or female. So what she's saying is because they're mainly women in this industry, that's why we need to increase the money. Isn't that discrimination in itself?
That's a very interesting point. How do you then encourage people to get involved in aged care work when the pay is so bad?
I think the issue comes around, a lot of it is casual work. That's the big problem with it. What we need to really look at is how do we stop casualising these industries? Because the more people are having casual, no conditions, no holidays, no sick pay, nothing. That's the real problem. I don't think so much it's the hourly rate. I actually think it's the fact that a lot of the people are casual and the hours are very, very unsociable. And I think we need to work at how we can make that better, better balanced. And if you work the night shifts, get a much higher rate than the day shift people do. But I think we need to stop somehow having this all casualized and making it more permanent, that I think we'll get more people into these industries.
Let's have a look at wages if we can, Graeme. I noticed yesterday in New Zealand, wages are growing. And the question is, will Australian workers' pay packets also go up? We've just talked about the cost of living soaring and food prices rocketing, rising interest rates. It means that without a substantial rise in wages, Australian workers are going to find themselves going backwards. Graeme, do you think wage rises are coming?
To be honest with you, Luke, I don't think they are, no. And there's a few reasons for that. Number one, companies can't afford it. That's the main thing. Maybe your big multinationals can, but most small to medium business cannot afford to be paying people higher than what they're currently paying them, because they're doing it tough as well. So I don't see how the wages can increase for that reason. The other thing is, with the borders now open, more people now come into the country. There'll be more overseas workers, skilled workers coming. Once we get more people, that reduces the competition for places. Consequently, the wages don't need to go up as much. So I think those people who are pushing for higher pay should have done it probably 2 or 3 months ago before the borders opened up, because the more people that come into the job market, the less competition. Consequently, wages don't need to be as high. So I don't see the wages increasing greatly at all.
Graham, if you believe you are due for a pay rise, how do you go about it?
You really need to go in and not just say, I want $5,000 or my rent's gone up at home, I need more money. You need to actually go in and justify your value to the business. What are you doing above and beyond what's been expected? What are you doing that's really making an impact in the business? And if you're going with facts and figures, normally they'll listen to you. What we tend to find a few people try and do and say is, oh, if you don't give me a 5,000 pay rise, I'll leave, or they'll just open the door for you. So you've really got to not try and use it as a bargaining tool, but go in. Don't be too emotive about the whole thing. Go with facts and figures as to why you think. Do your research on what the industry is paying for your particular job. Try and find that out, which is quite easy to do. And then go in with facts and figures. Here's what I've brought to the business. Here's the value add I'm doing to the business. Here's where my KPIs have improved. Therefore, I feel a rise. And sometimes don't give them a dollar value. Just say you think you need, you're worth more money. Not you need more money, but you're worth more. But don't give them a dollar value.
Yeah, but I've always thought if you really are that worthwhile to your business, to your company, they're going to come to you and try and hang on to you, aren't they? And if you do go and you do all your homework, you do everything you just said, and they knock you in the head, does that mean they don't want you?
Well, there's two issues. One, it could just be simply not in a position to do so. And the other thing is, if you're doing the same job as five other people and they suddenly increase your pay and the other four find out about it, they've got to do the other four as well, and they may not be able to do that, or the other four may not be worth it. So they've got to be really careful with this. But I think it's interesting that I had somebody last week who actually was resigning, left the role to take on a new position. Their current employer then offered them more money to stay, and they stayed. And I said, that's the wrong reason. If they thought you were worth it, why weren't they already paying you that?
That's what I was trying to say.
And I really tell people, if your current employer offers you more money to stay when you resign, don't. Because it's not always just money the reason you're leaving. And we find that when that happens, 2 months later, they want to leave anyway, because the other conditions are still the problem.
The problem's still there if it's not just
exactly.
About money. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Graham, great to talk to you, mate. Have a great day. Have a great week. We'll talk soon, eh?
Absolutely. Take care, Luke.
Yeah, good stuff. He's good, isn't he? That's Graham Wynn, our employment expert from Superior People Recruitment, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.